Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can call safely without endangering yourself or others?
No.
Okay. And are you registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or a political blog, or by a candidate for political office, yes or no?
No.
And now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1956.
56, okay. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I graduated from high school.
And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
Hispanic.
And thinking about the upcoming November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all?
Very likely.
Thinking about the upcoming November election for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democratic.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president? You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly, okay. Now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. Just five names. The first one is Gabe Vasquez. Do you recognize the name, Gabe Vasquez?
Yes.
How would you rate him? Very strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or strongly unfavorable?
Very strongly strongly favorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris, strongly favorable, just somewhat unfavorable, or strongly unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Yvette Herrera? Do you recognize the name?
I don't know.
No. Never heard of. And the last one, Donald Trump. How will you rate Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. Unfavorable.
Strongly unfavorable. Okay. And now, which of the following issues areas will you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, will it be taxes, illegal immigration and border security, healthcare, protecting democracy, government spending and the debt, inflation and the cost of living like groceries and gas, the economy and jobs, abortion, crime and drugs, education, national security and foreign affairs, or the last two, the environment and climate change, or social security and Medicare?
Social security and Medicare, and I think you said health?
Healthcare, correct, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, healthcare. Thank you so much. And we're almost done with the survey, we're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. Thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10. 1 meaning that you have no interest in the election, and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number for between 1 and 10.
10.
Extremely interested, okay? And now thinking some more about this year's November elections. As you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? If the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, or Jill Stein, Green Party?
Kamala Harris.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Yvette Herrera, Republican, and Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
Gabe Vasquez.
Definitely or probably for Gabe Vasquez?
Definitely.
And lastly, this is basically a last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'd like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, in this case, Kate Vasquez. These are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. And after I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him. If it makes no difference to your vote, you can indicate it as well. Okay. The first one is, Kate Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
The statement
makes no difference. He is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or the statement makes no difference in your vote?
It doesn't make no difference.
Okay. The next one. While crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Kate Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference?
You know, I don't believe everything that people are saying about other people. So I'm going to vote the way I want to.
This is an statement that opponent says. This is an opportunity to find out if you will continue supporting this candidate even after hearing what the opponent says. So after hearing that, no difference at all, or somewhat less likely,
no
or much less
likely?
No difference, okay. As crossing of our southern border rose, Kate Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a non-existent threat. Now migrant crime is ravaging New Mexico.
No difference.
The next one. Kate Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools. No difference. Much less
no
likely.
Difference.
Somewhat less. Okay. The next
no
one.
Difference.
Kate Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague at the N-word. After hearing that, no difference, much less likely, somewhat less, or somewhat more likely, or much more.
Wow, no difference.
The next one. Kate Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
The next one, while New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Kate Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Kate Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
The next one, Kate Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, shoot it all down. Let's just get rid of immediately. After hearing that, no difference. The next one, even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Kate Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities.
No difference.
No difference? The next one, yeah, Kate Vasquez is not defunct.
A bunch of lies.
Okay. And the next one, Kate Vasquez is not defunct the police Democrat, who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats.
No difference.
Okay. And just a few more and we're done. Thank you again for your time. Kate Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools.
No difference.
Then the last four. Earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, the statement makes no difference to your vote.
No difference.
The last three. Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with record high prices and the worst border crisis in American history.
No difference.
No difference. And the last two. Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and support sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE.
No difference.
The last one, Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, it's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else. After hearing that?
No difference.
No difference. Thank you so much. And now that you have heard some more information, let me ask you again. If the election for U.S. Congress were held, being held today, for whom would you vote? Yvette Herrell, Republican, or Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
Gabe Vasquez.
Definitely? Or
I don't like Yvette. There's no way I'd vote for her.
But definitely for Vasquez, or just probably.
No, definitely. If Yvette's running against him, I will vote for him. And I will do my research on him.
Correct. Just imagine the election were held today. You definitely will vote for Gabe Vasquez, correct?
Yes.
And now just a few more questions about yourself for the statistical purposes. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong. You know what? I don't
not
know how
so
to
strong?
Answer that because I will vote whoever is the right person who I think.
Okay, but maybe not so strong Democrat, or would you call yourself very strong Democrat?
Okay, I'll just go with very strong Democrat.
And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
Very conservative.
And just for statistical purposes, what is your race or ethnicity? It is Caucasian or white, African American or black, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other race, not listed.
White.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes only, were you yourself born in the United States or in another country?
Born in the United States.
And when you watch television or STEM programs at home, is that mostly in Spanish or in English or equally in both?
English.
And are you currently single, never married, unmarried, living with partner, married, separated, widow, or divorced?
Married.
And now, just for statistical purposes, and despite how you may feel today, please tell me for whom did you vote in the election for president in November 2020? Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, Joe Jorgensen, Libertarian, Howie Hawkins, Green, or other?
Joe Biden.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.